I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Always love chatting with you, saving our listeners a pile of money and some serious headaches. And this morning we're talking about investment scams, and they're going around big time these days.
Yeah, investment scams are definitely a problem year-round. And if you talk to the Alberta Securities Commission, they would tell you there's a lot of people out there trying to offer people investments that are not licensed to do so and should not be doing so. And with the markets being so volatile right now, I mean, people are getting a little bit scared. And I think it's laying the groundwork for more and more investment scams to be out there right now. And I think I'm worried that more people are going to click on something they shouldn't.
A lot of the times, especially these days, people are looking for a quick buck because they see what's happening and they think, okay, this is the big one. This one's going to make us rich and we can all retire.
That's right. Well, get rich quick schemes, I mean, that term is very old. I mean, yeah. We've been talking about that for generations, but it takes on a new flavor when you look at what scammers can do with technology now. I mean, there's, you know, AI fake videos of Elon Musk, Justin Trudeau, Donald Trump talking to people online, on social media, telling them to invest in different things. You know, Alberta and New Brunswick put out a warning recently from their securities officials saying that there were some fake traditional media articles. So they were making fake CBC interviews and fake other media interviews where it looked like the premier was being interviewed of New Brunswick or other politicians telling people to invest in certain cryptocurrency investments and other types of scams. And we have to remember, you just can't trust anything really right now. You need to stop, slow down, and do your research, because with AI and with stealing photos and stealing identities, they just can make such a convincing video or website or email.
We should touch on crypto as well, because it certainly seems like one of those get-rich-quick schemes.
Yeah, well, I mean, cryptocurrency is definitely out there, and people have been talking about it for a long time. An RCMP officer gave me a good tip recently. He's like, do you know what cryptocurrency is? Ask yourself if you do. If you don't, you shouldn't be dealing with it. So if you don't understand cryptocurrency, if you don't understand what Bitcoin is and how it works, you definitely shouldn't be buying any, dealing in it, paying for it. I mean, and this is tax time too. You know, I worry this is the time that those scams pop up where someone pretends to be Canada Revenue Agency and the government does not ask to be paid in Bitcoin, Sean, or gift cards.
Let me write that down. I'm one of those guys that during COVID, you saw the Shiba Inu things come up on TikTok. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to hit it huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I own a lot of Shiba Inu that's worth less than 0.003 of a cent. If it hits one penny, I'm going to be rich, but that's not going to happen ever.
No, and I mean, there's lots of red flags for investment scams that people should keep an eye out for. So if you're being promised high returns with little to no risk, I mean, come on, that's too good to be true. If they use terms like hot tip or insider info, again, be suspicious. And there should never be some sort of pressure to act quickly. I mean, we talk about that on the show all the time, Sean, with this segment is, you know, if you're being pressured to do something, that's a huge red flag. And if you're looking into any kind of investment, you know, look up the Alberta Securities Commission. They're the ones who control investments in Alberta that are actually legitimate. Check the company out or check the investment out with them before you hand over any money, because it's just too easy for people to try and scam you this way.
And keep an eye on those influencers as well, because they're making money off your clicks.
Yes, I mean, there's a lot of those with influencers on all social media platforms. Same thing with the ads that show up on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. I mean, I don't trust any ads on social media. I just don't, because you don't know who's paying for that, who's sponsoring that. We just need to be very skeptical. I mean, celebrities, I mean, so many fake celebrity profiles, hacked and cloned, duplicated celebrity profiles that are trying to get us to buy things, invest in things. We just need to stop and slow down and be suspicious of everything. Do your research first.
If it's too good to be true, it probably is. I think we've said that a few times with you, Julie.
We definitely have, and we will continue to do so, Sean.
She's Julie Matthews, consumer protection expert and fraud prevention educator. You tour the province giving seminars on scams that are out there. Where can they get a hold of you?
You bet, Sean. Well, you can find me on all the social media for Julie Matthews, of course. And I have a website now, juliematthews.ca.
Julie, always a pleasure chatting with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.